listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. If you're looking for a better pre-owned buying experience, Lakewood Chev has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warranted by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. It's Lakewood Chev. We welcome in now a physical therapist, physiotherapist. We'll find out if there's a difference between the two. Brent Cassian joins us from Capilano Rehab Center. Is there a difference between a physical and physiotherapist?
Not at all here in Alberta. It's an interchangeable term, but it is a physical job. It's like picking roots and rocks at the farm out of the... You get a workout by the end of the week,
yeah,
you know.
I would think so.
Workout there, especially if you have some... you know, patients that are sizable patients. I know in our particular center, I'm one of the bigger people, stronger people actually, to do certain things, like for some spinal things where you got to lift people off the ground. So I think the heaviest person I lifted was weighed over 300 pounds. And there's a way to do it correctly.
Yeah.
But I'm glad.
Use your legs.
Yes, you got to use your legs and your core and all that. I'm glad I don't do that every day. But sometimes you have to do that to help people.
Now, we're going to talk kind of injury reporting here on different ones.
Well, yeah, it's the golf guys that are injured this week. Who would have thought? I would have thought, you know, contact sports and, but it's golf. It's Dustin Johnson. I had him in my top five for the Masters.
Well,
I also like Ricky.
Yeah, well,
I just
there you go.
Saw he went to -4.
Oh, well, there he's
Ricky
tied
Fowler. But, you know, golf is kind of, people don't think, you know, too often about that, you know, sports injuries with golf, because it's a non-contact sport. And all you do is, you know, you swing the sticks a little bit and you then you hit the 19th hole and it's all over. And that's one way to look at golfing. Except for, you know, your super elite or pro or super amateur players. But even for rec players, though, if you've got a situation like with Johnson, he apparently fell down the stairs. That's my understanding.
Yeah, correct? Yeah.
And he hurt his back.
And it's likely not, you know, it wouldn't just necessarily maybe be the force of it. It's probably wrenching your back because you're trying to gain your balance and really how, because there's a lot of people that live with back pain and are just like, you know, I'm used to it. Oh, it's tightened up or it's a sciatic. So I want to talk about specific, because you do a lot of adjustments on backs. What's probably the most overlooked back issue that people just live with rather than go get fixed right away?
That's a very good question. Well, there are two types of just generally problems, if you're going to kind of group them with your low back. One, they would call it kind of a postural dysfunction. That's where maybe the hips are tight or your glutes are tight, your hip flexors are tight. You have a postural issue, maybe the way you sit or move. And things are stiff and then become sore. So that's one kind. They call it postural dysfunction. The other kind generally is an issue with your disc. That's kind of your hydraulic mechanism in your back. They call it a spinal motion segment is now the sort of in term. But you can have an issue with that hydraulic where the internal pressure of that hydraulic is not set correctly. And that produces issues for the rest of your spine. It can start to shift your posture a little bit and cause back pain with that, and sometimes the sciatica. So those are the two types of general problems with your low back that show up. And of course, with either of those, you can have the pain, which can be localized or referred down into the leg. And you can have stiffness and a loss of flexibility, which can hurt you if you're trying to swing the golf clubs. You can't, you know, maybe can't quite get around. You can't maybe throw your hips through that. It maybe is a little sore, and so you're altering your swing a bit. And it can be a bummer, and it can be severe enough that you just can't swing. Swing the clubs. So those are kind of the two general, they would call it postural dysfunction and a disc derangement syndrome is kind of the two large groups. But you got to figure stuff out because it's you have to put on your detective cap to see what's going on to try to sort that out. So
now you mentioned right off the top, tight hamstrings and tight hip flexors as a direct result to back pain. And a lot of times, my back's sore, and, you know, we get a massage in our lower back, and I'm not going to say it's useless, But is that maybe masking what the true issue is? Are a lot of people not looking for the proper diagnosis of what's leading to their back pain?
I would agree with you, absolutely. You can have an immediate issue. Let's say it's your L4-5, you know, lumbar segment, and maybe that's your problem child. But why is that? Let's say if it is a disc, maybe that disc is the pressure on that hydraulic is being thrown off because your hamstrings are too tight. And maybe the long term from a preventative point of view is not, you know, getting rid of the pain, getting the flexibility of the spine back, but you have to get maybe your hamstring flexibility back. So you need to have that, you need to have that checked out really well and make sure that you are doing some things on your own to help yourself out with that. So a lot of times, you know, especially at this time of year, I mean, most guys, they want to, you know, get out to the range. And what I see is they have the big dog out, okay, and they got two large buckets, and they just go on there and they're hammering. Well, a basic thing is just, you know, a little warm up might prevent just a rotational injury to the spine at that point, and hitting with a lighter club, so hitting with a 9-iron, hitting a small bucket, hitting or spreading that out a little bit, rather than just grabbing, you know, the driver and just you know, going for it right off the bat. And a simple thing like a 10-minute walk where you just, you know, a brisk walk where you get your sweat up a little bit and you actually get a little micro rotation in your spine, that can actually help you just going to the driving range.
So really?
If you can, yeah, just one of the simplest things you can do. And you hear that a lot. You see a lot of things. Well, just walking is an amazing spinal care exercise, just simple walking. Like, you know, I'm not talking 10 hours or hiking up a mountain. I'm, you know, a 30-minute walk, 15-minute brisk walk, eat a little bit of a sweat. Your core temperature is up, your muscles, where your blood flows up a little. And that can be it's easy to do. You don't need equipment. You do that before you grab, even going out to the driving range, and then you get your 9-iron hit, you know, maybe half a bucket with that at 9-7. See how it goes. Maybe that's all you do is hit your irons. Next day or 2 days later, grab, you know, spread it out, maybe go down your clubs.
And is that just because Brett Canson joins us from Capilano Rehab, because we have to use more force to hit our driver, and that's, and so we're taking our body from zero to 100.
Yeah. It's physics. It becomes physics at that point. You're going to have more force, a longer club, right? A longer lever. And I think that the fancy word is osteokinematics, right? Osteokinematics.
Doesn't I like fancy cool? words.
Osteokinematics.
What does that mean?
It's going to torque and load on that poor spine of yours. Yes. The more longer lever you have, it's going to load on your spine. That's just, but it's like lifting, you know, we laugh at guys. I think it was former Oiler Dustin Penner, right? He hurt his back.
Well, was he eating pancakes?
Yeah. Buttering pancakes. Yeah. Standing up, but he sneezed. And you go, well, how could that happen? But if you're forward, your trunk, you're forward a little, you got this lever, and then you get this little force, and all the Brainiac Laboratory guys have calculated, they'll show you could get like a ton of pressure on a disc or those low back facet joints, and then boom, you're in trouble. So it can happen. It sounds really funny, but it can happen, and it happens out at the driving range if you go swing too hard too fast. And so I know a lot of us are out there. You want to get out, you're chomping at the bit. It's, been nice up until probably today, tomorrow, whatever, but if you hit light, warm up a little, you'll save yourself, save your back for the rest of the season.
Now you mentioned discs. There's a lot of people that seem to have disc problems, right? What are ways to prevent, or at least maybe increase your chances of not having disc issues with your back?
Well, that's another great question. The disc itself is has a bit of a conundrum to it, in that it functions as that hydraulic mechanism I was talking about. So you could have inherited from your great granddaddy a disc mechanism that is subject to what they would call a derangement or an internal shifting. A disc it's got like a rubber outside, kind of like a car tire, and then a gel inside. And that's how that hydraulic works. it's supposed to be centralized, the gel, but it can be squished or shifted to the side that produces, we've heard a bulge or disc bulge. People would hear about that. It can produce that when it's severe, that you get, you know, pain running down your leg. If the outer tire cracks, it spills out. It can hit you onto your one of your nerve roots, and then you feel like you're dying. It can be excruciating with that kind of pain. So a lot of things, if you're, and I'm a person, I've struggled. I've got an unstable low lumbar disc. So what do I do? What are good things to do? Well, is try to walk. If you're actually jogging a little bit, can be good. Maybe not a full marathon, but a little running. You get a little extension, actually, right? That's where actually sitting. A lot of people with pure disc problems. It can't. Yeah, yoga can be good because if you're in pain, a lot of your body reacts, and that's where you get these other structures tightening. And sometimes it's hard to know, you know, chicken or egg on that. But for a basic disc to maintain it, you want to do some walking. You want to do some exercise. You want to do some specific back flexibility exercises. And a lot of times one that gets overlooked is bending backwards. Believe it or not, for a true standard disc problem, you might be doing backward extension exercises.
So how do you do that?
Well, to describe it, if you're lying down on your stomach, you're going to do kind of a push-up. They call it a press-up. You're only going to push up with the arms. You're going to leave your pelvis down on the floor or ground. You don't want to be on your bed that's kind of a little saggy. It'd be too much.
So you want to be on the floor.
On the floor, and you want to do a little bit of a press up, and that can actually help centralize the inside of the disc. They're called the nucleus. That can be healthy.
And so, now, do you just slide you? So let's say I'm flat on the ground, like I'm in a push up position.
Your arms.
Raise my arms.
So you feel you push up like you're doing a press up, pressing your arms up. Your chest comes off. And you're going to feel a little bit of pressure, stretch, and that lower part of your back.
And then you go back and you hold it at the top?
Yeah, hold it maybe 2-3 seconds and you go back down. And you just do it and you do a stretch like that.
Okay.
And so, for example, let's say, you know, I've treated truck drivers. They have to drive.
Oh, yeah, they're sitting all the time,
posture. That can put pressure on your disc. Well, they can, when they stop, they can get out, and you can do it in standing. There's a way to do that with your hands behind the back to stabilize your pelvis, and you bend backwards, and that actually can keep that disc in check and keep you going. The second thing is, you know, some basic core exercises, and there's a number of different ways to do those. You want to start with something as simple. I mean, if you're on your stomach already doing some of those stretches, is you're flattened out, just tighten your butt. Hold it 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, and then relax. And believe it or not, that can start to get some of your spinal muscles to contract, relax, and hopefully they relax a little more. Also, some of your hip muscles. That's just very, very basic, like elementary. Those that can be very
kind of
helpful.
Feels good right now. I'm just doing some butt flexing right now. It's pretty good.
And it can, I guess, feel good to do that. So that's a couple of easy things to do for your low back. But you know, we sit in a largely, you know, sedentary culture. People have sort of said, well, there seems to be more back issues than maybe in other jurisdictions where they are more manual labor, et cetera, and walking. But part of it is, you know, sedentary culture actually is hard on your disc. It also, over time, it causes a migration of this hydraulic to become dysfunctional. And so that's where people who have had those issues with low back problems, and it's, let's say, disc related, you see them, they might be get out and stretching, you know, at work, maybe not often on the floor and doing it, but standing and these backward stretches, if they've been, I guess, taught to do them correctly. So that, you know, that covers a number of those
Well, I like it. It's kind of simple things to start with, and obviously, you know, you want to go to a professional and get a proper analysis from a physiotherapist, right, or a physical therapist. Right?
Yeah,
I like that term better.
If things go sideways and you do need, you know, on the treatment side, one of the newer treatment technologies is spinal decompression. A lot of your listeners have probably heard about that, and that's kind of like a Star Wars, a new Star Trek type of machine. And what it does is it puts a a stretch apart, a vertical stretch on the affected disc. You can target that, or discs, and allows a lot more blood flow and nutrition to come back in, because your disc actually is alive. And if it can be, you get the nutrients back in, it can get some restoration to the normal internal function of that hydraulic. And that's what you want. And so that can be used. You know, there's the exercise part's a key part to maintain and prevent it. That's if you're in trouble. That may be a thing for that disc if you have to need it, right? So,
Brent, great stuff, man. I look forward to doing this once a month with you. All talking about injury and injury prevention and injury rehab and much more.
Very good, Jason. Thanks for having me. And all your listeners, hope you guys have a great weekend.